Good morning and welcome to the Builder's Briefing for February 24th, 2026.
I'm Alex,
and Sam's here with me. We've got a packed one today. Agent memory infrastructure, hitting a nerve on GitHub, the Rust rewrite wave picking up serious momentum, and Google cracking down on proxy access to its AI API.
Yeah, and honestly, the through line today is really clear. Agent infrastructure is growing up fast. Let's get into it.
So our big story, Vectify AI dropped an open source project called Page Index. It's a persistent memory layer for always-on AI agents, the kind that don't just sit there waiting for a prompt, but continuously run on your behalf. It's already at 2,700 stars on GitHub and climbing.
This one resonates with me because anyone who's built a long-running agent knows the memory problem is brutal. You end up hacking together vector store setups, or just cramming everything into a bloated context window and hoping for the best. Having a purpose-built solution for structured, retrievable memory across sessions, that's the piece everyone's been duct-taping together.
Exactly. And it's built to power agents like OpenClaw's Moltbot and Claudebot, so this isn't theoretical. It's running in production.
The signal here is that the agent stack is moving away from stateless prompt response loops toward treating agents as long-lived processes with real memory.
Right. And what's wild is I'd bet within 6 months every serious agent framework either adopts this pattern or ships their own version. If you're building agents for monitoring, customer ops, code review, anything unsupervised, clone this, run it locally, and see if it fits your memory access patterns before you sink more time into a custom solution.
Staying in AI land, Google is actively cracking down on paying AI Pro and Ultra subscribers who route access through OpenClaw's OAuth flow. They're throttling and restricting accounts.
That's a pretty loud signal. If you're building anything on Google's AI APIs through third-party proxies, audit your auth paths now. Google is clearly not okay with intermediary access patterns, and they're enforcing it.
Also worth flagging, Simon Willison published a new guide arguing that the cost of generating code has collapsed so dramatically that the economics of software development have basically flipped. His point is that writing code is now the cheap part. Verification and orchestration, that's where your time and money go.
That's interesting because it reframes where developers should invest their energy. Stop handwriting boilerplate, start building better testing harnesses and review workflows. The bottleneck has shifted and a lot of teams haven't caught up to that yet.
And one more. Cloud CLI launched as an open-source web UI for managing Claude Code, Cursor CLI, and Codex sessions remotely. You can kick off agentic coding tasks and monitor them from your phone.
Okay, that fills a real gap for anyone running headless coding agents on remote machines. It's another piece of that agent management infrastructure we keep seeing pop up.
Now let's talk about the Rust wave, because it is everywhere today. The Ladybird browser project, the independent one that's been getting a lot of attention, officially announced they're adopting Rust for new components, moving away from C++.
So that puts them alongside Firefox and Servo in the Rust for Browsers camp. If you maintain C or C++ libraries that browsers consume, the writing is on the wall. Expect increasing pressure to provide Rust bindings or full rewrites.
And then there's OXC, the JavaScript Oxidation Compiler, a Rust-based JavaScript toolchain covering parsing, linting, and transformation, designed to be dramatically faster than existing JS tooling. Plus, Roblox shipped an official MCP server for Studio, also written in Rust.
The Roblox one is sneaky important. That MCP server lets AI coding agents interact directly with Roblox Studio.
And on OXC, if you're running a large monorepo and your build pipeline is slow, benchmark OXC against your current setup. The performance gains from Rust-based tooling are no longer theoretical. They're measurable.
Three major projects in one day all choosing Rust. That's not a trend anymore. That's just the new default for performance-sensitive infrastructure.
Quick security note, IEEE Spectrum published a deep dive on age verification mandates, arguing these systems create honeypots of identity data that hurt all users, not just minors.
If you're building anything with age gates or identity verification, definitely read that piece before choosing an implementation. Link in the briefing. The regulatory landscape is shifting, and picking the wrong approach creates real liability.
All right, rapid fire quick hits. Time frame: a DIY family e-paper dashboard hit over 900 points on Hacker News. Sub-$200 LiDAR from Microvision could reshape the economics of driver assistance sensors.
Oh, the LiDAR one is huge if the price point holds. That's the kind of thing that changes who can afford to build ADAS products.
Also, Loops launched as a federated open-source TikTok alternative built on ActivityPub. And Terry Tao published his 6 Math Essentials for Technical Thinkers, both worth a look. Links in the briefing.
The Loops one is interesting as a reference implementation if you're studying federation patterns for heavy media. And anything Terry Tao recommends for math fundamentals, I'm bookmarking immediately.
So here's the takeaway for today. The agent infrastructure layer is solidifying fast. Page index for memory, cloud CLI for remote agent management, MCP servers from Roblox. These aren't experiments, they're production plumbing. Stop treating agents as stateless prompt wrappers.
And on the tooling side, if you're writing anything performance sensitive in the JavaScript ecosystem, the Rust rewrite wave is here. Ladybird OXC Impactor. Evaluate Rust-based tooling for your build pipeline this quarter. Not next quarter. This one.
That's a wrap for February 24th. If any of these caught your eye, all the links are in the briefing. We'll be back tomorrow with more.
Go build something cool. See you next time.